Hi, this is Elizabeth Rickey, and it's my privilege to welcome you to online worship at New Covenant Fellowship. I was reflecting on the prompt of God's presence for our ancestors, ourselves, and future generations to come, and as happens so often, it immediately made me think of my mom's cabin in our lake in Michigan. If you've ever spent any length of time with me, you've probably heard that it's my happy place. My great-great-grandparents took a big chance in leaving their established milling business in Pennsylvania, uprooted their large family, and resettled in the wilderness of northern Michigan in the early 1900s. I believe my great-great-grandfather's understanding of the land he had purchased was that it was covered with timber. However, by the time he and his family arrived, the land had been completely deforested without their knowledge. There's lore of a tree stump that was nicknamed the Weeping Stump that my great-great-grandmother would sit on and cry as she thought about the life she left behind and what she now faced. I wonder if she felt God's presence and comfort then, or if she felt like she'd been abandoned. The grist mill that they built on this new land ultimately only lasted about a decade because the sandy soil of northern Michigan wasn't all that great for a milling business. Nevertheless, my great-great-grandparents established deep roots on this land. The body of water they dammed up bears their name, the trees grew back, and I bet they could have never imagined the many ways that six generations of people would grow to love and cherish the same land, land that holds so many stories and memories. My mom talks so lovingly of her grandmother and her love for the beauty and nature of the land. She often tells me how the lake, where her grandparents lived most of the year, was the only place that truly felt like home to her because her father's job meant that the family had to move every couple of years to a new home. I was at the lake when I asked God to give me a sign that I was supposed to bring a beautiful baby into my home as a foster child in hopes that she would be my forever daughter someday. I felt like because I was in my favorite place in the middle of the wilderness, it would be the place to connect with God and he might give me a sign. And sure enough, he delivered when I pulled a bottle of wine out of my bag named Serena. There have been times I wasn't sure if I'd always have access to this land, but fortunately, about 11 years ago, my parents were able to buy their own cabin there, and I've been able to pass my love of this place on to my children, and we've talked about the generations yet to come and how they'll grow to love this land as well. I know I'm beyond blessed to have the story of my ancestors, along with the hopes and dreams of what is to come. But I know there's so many other stories out there, and I hope we can all remember and reflect on our histories, our present and future generations, and how God has been there with us throughout those times. Lord, we ask you to be present during the service. Show us what we need to see. Give us comfort when we are aching. Help us be present and ready to accept your grace. Thank you for all the stories of our history, our ancestors, and what is to come. Amen.